Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time. Welcome. Welcome to Real Talk here on Blog Talk Radio. We get out to a bunch of places. This is the coolest thing ever that this program gets out to a bunch of places. If you listen to us out there on the Google Play Store or Google Podcast, rather, it gets out to a bunch of places. And that's a really cool thing. So we appreciate you listening and giving some time. Listen, if you've got a few minutes a day, a few seconds, if you just ship me an email real quick, just slip that out there, wls860@gmail.com. Let me know where you heard the program. If you liked it, if you didn't like it, that's fine. I'm a big boy. I can take it. I understand that not everybody likes everything. I understand that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I get that, and I'm okay with it. All right, listen, we got a number of things to talk about today. We're going to talk about Escape from New York. We're going to talk about that Planned Parenthood seems to be targeting black women, and not just in the way that a lot of us agree on, but in another way now. And we got to talk about a little bit about the State of the Union address and that crap show that that's turning into. So in any way, in case, we hope that you will stick around for the next 43 minutes and enjoy what we do. If you're listening live, please join us. The call-in number is 646-787-1741. And I'm going to try to get the chat room started. So if you want to participate in a little chat, maybe ask questions or whatever, you can do that. I'm going to see if I can get this thing operating. I've not really been that good at getting it going, but we're going to try it anyway. Anyway, we'll be back with more Real Talk right after these messages. In America, there are three proven ways to build wealth: business, investment, and real estate. All three seem to have high hurdles to jump to get into, but believe it or not, real estate is the lowest of the three hurdles, and multifamily real estate investing is the best way to go. From duplexes to apartment complexes, multifamily investing brings the biggest bang for your investment buck. My friends at Buy It, Rent It, Profit and the Landlord Academy are ready, willing, and able to get you going on the path of building wealth. Contact Joe Ebanks and Brian Chavis at buyitrentitprofit.com. Buyitrentitprofit.com. Hi, this is Willie Lawson. You know, with so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. It's Flipboard. Yeah, Flipboard curates the world's story so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save or share, just tap the plus button and add them to your private or public collections. It's that simple. It's used by millions of people every day. Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. So get started now at Flipboard.com. That's Flipboard.com. Are you looking for a reliable transportation, but you don't have a bunch of money? Are you wary of used car types? And you should be. You just need a car you can afford and a dealer you can trust. Great news. Good Guy Cars is here. John Desbrow is something you don't find every day. An honest used car dealer. Good Guy Cars is at 8412 Industrial Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The phone number is 813-999-9992. That's 813-999-9992.
Web address is www.goodguycars.com.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. My name is Willie Lawson. This is Real Talk here on Blog Talk Radio. We've been on Blog Talk Radio since March 25th of 2008. We've done about 2,476 of these programs. This is the 77th, 2,477 program. So welcome, 2,477. So we appreciate all the support, in the past, 11 years doing this. We appreciate it. Thank you to the people on Blog Talk Radio who support me, put up with my constant whining, complaining about technical issues and issues on analytics and all the stuff that I continue to incessantly whine and complain about. So thank you for all your support. All right, let's get started. Something that I thought was interesting, and I subscribe to Chicks on the Right. I get updates on my computer from their website all the time, and during the day, they are a productive bunch, I'm going to say that, which means they post a bunch. And one of the things that I saw that I thought was interesting was a tweet that was directed directly at Black women. And the gist of the tweet was that it is safer for Black women to abort their children than to try to carry them to term. That they are saying, now I've not seen any evidence of this, that it is safer for a Black woman to abort their child than to try to take them to term. And I thought to myself, holy crap, you have got to be kidding me. The gloves are off. The masks, the hoods are off. We are going back. And I'm a person who appreciates the original intent of something. I'm a saxophone player. I'm a classically trained saxophonist. So I am all about going back to the original intent of stuff. And it seems to me that Planned Parenthood has gotten absolutely no shame or no problem with going back to what was the original intent of Margaret Sanger and her organization that has turned into Planned Parenthood. Her, Margaret Sanger's original intent was to get rid of those. I don't want to say human weeds because she's a credit to, that's a credit to her, but she never said human weeds. But there are people who are in the population, the poor, the struggling, the people who aren't of a proper IQ that should be eliminated from the gene pool, or at least not allowed to breed in the numbers that they are currently breeding, to make the society at general stronger, which was her viewpoint and which is the viewpoint of a lot of people who were eugenists. Who are eugenists? You know who else is a eugenist? Adolf Hitler, eugenist. So there you go. This is where Planned Parenthood started. And now they are just going out and on Twitter and telling Black women straight up, it is safer for you to abort your child than to carry the child full term. Now, is this true? Well, there isn't any evidence of it. There is absolutely no empirical evidence of it. There's no studies. And it seems almost cruel because Black women make up per capita a larger share of abortions than any other demographic already. Per capita. So it seems like, hey, we got them. Now let's just start, because now we're starting to see think about New York. Think about the ability to abort your child up until the day they're born, to be able to abort your, listen to this. Now, I don't give a rat's ass what your politics are. I don't care who you support for president. I don't give a damn what your religion is. I don't care. Think about this. You are able, in New York, to abort your child, abort the birth of your child up until the day they are born. Now, I don't know anybody who can make the case, that if your due date is the 5th of February and that on the 4th of February or this morning before your child is born, you can decide, no, that's okay. I can't even imagine, right, that anybody... And I don't care. And again, I don't care what your politics are. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't care if you're a MAGA hat wearing Trump supporter, or if you're a you still have your Bernie Sanders bumper sticker on your car. I just can't find anybody that sees a pregnant woman who is great with child, who is going to deliver tomorrow, who's already effaced means that her body is getting ready to deliver, that her cervix is expanding already, is dilating already, that at that point to abort that birth and to kill that live child. And when you see people in the state house in New York cheering this, it's like a horror movie. And I think what black people have to understand is that all this is directed towards you, black folks. All this is directed towards us. Well, now we see Planned Parenthood out there tweeting that it is safer for black women to abort their children than to have them. And that might have been true in 1810. It may have been true in 1870. But it damn sure ain't true in 2019. It's just not the truth. Now, they may come up with some bullcrap data for all this, but you got to know that it's simply not the case. It's simply not the case, right? Black people, you may not be conservative, you may not be Republican, you may hate conservatives and you may hate Republicans, and that's your right. But I'm telling you now, y'all, I've got to tell you now, these things are targeted against us. There isn't any way, there's absolutely any way to look at what you're seeing and say that it isn't. So you go to the largest state, one of the largest states in the union, the most highly populated state. My guess are that there are more black people living in New York State than probably anywhere else in the country, and only because there are more people living in New York State than anywhere else in the country. And you start there, where there's going to be the least amount of resistance to something as heinous as this. And Planned Parenthood backs it up by tweeting tweets that are targeted to black women with a little hashtag. It's insane. It's scary. And again, I don't care about your politics, about anything else. We better start watching our folks. I don't care if you think Trump's a racist. I don't give a damn. Because Trump right now is the least of our worries. We'll be back with more Real Talk right after these messages.
In America, there are three proven ways to build wealth. Business, investment, and real estate. All three seem to have high hurdles to jump to get into. But believe it or not, real estate is the lowest of the three hurdles. And multifamily real estate investing is the best way to go. From duplexes to apartment complexes, multifamily investing brings the biggest bang for your investment buck. My friends at Buy It, Rent It, Profit and the Landlord Academy are ready, willing, and able to get you going on the path of building wealth. Contact Joe Ebanks and Brian Chavis at buyitrentitprofit.com. buyitrentitprofit.com. Are you looking for a reliable transportation, but you don't have a bunch of money? Are you wary of used car types? And you should be. You just need a car you can afford and a dealer you can trust. Great news. Good Guy Cars is here. John Desbrow is something you don't find every day. An honest used car dealer. Good Guy Cars is at 8412 Industrial Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The phone number is 813-999-9992. That's 813-999-9992. The web address is www.goodguycars.com. All right. Welcome back. We appreciate you being back. Just want to say something. I want to mention some folks before we get started with the next story. Some of you who listen to my program may already know who Kevin and Janelle Batts are of Red River Chronicle .com and Red River Chronicle Television. So, you already know them. They are a great couple. They're a superpower couple. I believe they are now living in Texas. They're living in Texas. They are from Oklahoma. Just the best people ever. And they have started something new. They have started a service on Fiverr to help you with your resume. If you are, again, we've got a great economy. We get, you know, we got people who, I mean, who, that there are a lot of jobs out there now. And you may have been in a job for a while that was meeting your needs, but you know what? Maybe it's time to do something else, right? Maybe you want to make that switch. My wife last year decided to make the switch. She had been working as a manager in a financial institution for a while in the branch and decided to 10 plus years. I mean, when I say a while, 10 plus years, and decided to, you know what, maybe it's time to do something else. Maybe it's time to go back office and you know what, and learn another thing. And she did just that. And now she's an underwriter. And she is kicking ass and taking names, frankly, because that's how my baby do it. So she's doing that now. So she's decided to midway in her career, make a turn and do something else. Not that the Bats are making a turn and doing something else, but you might. And you know what? You haven't even thought about your resume. You might not have thought about it in years. So what you might want to do is look at getting that resume shored up a little bit. And if you've been on Fiverr before, Fiverr is Fiverr. Fiverr, I think, is rr.com. And look for Janelle Batts, and she'll help you get your resume together. Now, what you want to do is you want to get into this while it's inexpensive, because she is super and going to get really busy really fast, and it ain't going to be $5 anymore. It's going to be a really expensive but super amazing service. So you want to make sure that you hop in there and get that done ASAP. Go to Fiverr, look for Janelle Batts, Janelle Kendar Batts, to help you with your resume. That's who you want to go. That's who you want to go with. And as we get more and more settled in this, we'll have more and more information for you. And maybe, you know what, if you guys are good, maybe I can get you a discount. I know the owner. All right. Again, thank you so much. There was a movie out in the 80s called Escape from New York. I didn't see it. I just heard about it. It was one of those apocalyptic movies where the world is coming to an end, and New York is this place where they hold prisoners, I guess. And this group of people were looking to get out, to escape. So it was all this real dark apocalyptic sort of thing. I don't know if that's coming, but I know people are leaving. I think, you know what, maybe the title of the movie should be Get Out While the Getting's Good. Governor Cuomo announced yesterday that, let me get my notes, make sure I can tell y'all the right thing. He announced Monday that the state income tax revenues plummeted by $2.3 billion since he introduced his new budget plan last month. So he introduces his budget plan, and the revenues dropped $2.3 billion. That's a $2.3 billion drop in revenues. That's as serious as a heart attack, is what the governor said. This is worse than we had anticipated. This is what the governor said. This reduction must be addressed in this year's budget. That's what the governor said. In a rare joint appearance with Cuomo, State Comptroller Dean Napoli, confirmed the deteriorating finances. Dean Napoli says this is the most serious revenue shock the state has faced in many years. He urged Cuomo and the state legislature to sock money away in the state's rainy day fund to prepare for the worst. Cuomo had planned to spend $176 billion, including at about $100 billion in federal funds in the new year, the new fiscal year that starts April 1st. April Fools! Cuomo's preliminary analysis claims that much of the impact is coming from a drop in revenues from the state's highest income earners as an impact of a loss of write-offs, the state and local tax deductions, known as SALT, state and local tax deductions, due to the new plan that Congress put in and the president signed. And what that does is that lets people who earn their money keep more of their money, but they don't get to write off as much. They don't get to write off as much as state, you know, like they used to write off state income taxes and local income taxes, because they would get them back or get a lot of that back when they filed their federal income tax. That means that a lot of us were supplementing increases in state and local income taxes, even if you were in a state that didn't have it. So if you're in Florida, because of where you were in your state, you know what, in your federal income tax, when you paid, if you had to pay, part of those funds went in to give people deductions if they lived in a state that had a state income tax. What? So what this actually does is it forces those states to come to terms with their stuff. You got to come to terms with it. You can't just keep sticking people and expecting that in the long run for them, it'll work out because the federal government and people who live in states like Florida, there's only like seven states left, I think, that don't have some sort of state income tax, to continue to supplement your madness. Sorry. So the loss of revenue from New York's wealthiest puts New York in a bind because the state relies on a progressive income tax system that taxes the rich at a higher rate. Now, what have we heard from Bernie Sanders? Tax the rich, tax the rich. What do we hear from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Tax the rich. What do we hear from the radical left? They have to pay their fair share. Tax the rich, get money out of them, because that's how we're going to fund everything. What do you hear from Elizabeth Warren? What do we hear from Hillary Clinton? What do we hear? Now, this is a little petri dish of this narrative and this rhetoric right here. Here's a little petri dish. This is how it's going. This is how it's working out there. Now, at a national level, do people leave? I don't know. It's hard to leave. But you know what? The very rich don't have to live here. I'm just saying. We forget that the very rich doesn't have to live here. The very rich don't have to start companies. The very rich don't have to employ people. They don't. The very rich can move to Antarctica. Okay, they're not moving to Antarctica, but they can move somewhere else. They can move somewhere, any podunk country that's going to allow them to bring their wealth and not be taxed at a 70% percentage. Because a lot of them have airplanes and they can get the hell out of here. Will they? I don't know. There's no way to say that all the people who make $100 million will leave the country. There's no way to say that. But what we're starting to see in New York is that some of, even according to Governor Cuomo, even some of the super rich are leaving. Cuomo says Albany can't go to the well and tax the wealthy again because that would only worsen the situation, citing anecdotal evidence that high income New Yorkers are already fleeing the state to lower tax jurisdictions. Now they're not all, and it's funny. The chicks on the right just came up with, you know, the update I just got said exactly what I just said. An astonishing admission. Are you serious? Are you serious? Well, of course. How long can you keep that up? It's not sustainable. It just isn't sustainable. People will make decisions for themselves, and they will up and they will split. They will leave. And this is what he says. I don't believe raising taxes on the rich. That would be the worst thing to do. You would just expand the shortfall, he said. God forbid the rich leave. What's that mean? This is not something that Democrats or leftists are saying. What happens if they leave? They take their money with them. They come to Florida. They take their money. They take their money with them. You betcha. They go to states that may have income taxes, you know what, say an income tax, but not nearly at the rate. And frankly, eventually they'll freaking all end up here in Florida. I'm just telling you. I'm just friggin' telling you. It's amazing. It's absolutely friggin' amazing. So what they're going to have to do is, aside from spending, Cuomo's slide presentation, he mentioned the state is phasing in tax cuts for middle-income New Yorkers, raising the question whether the state would have to postpone the reductions. Now he's putting himself in an interesting thing. While really holding on to this false narrative and this nonsense that continuing to tax the rich won't work. Really kind of holding on to that with one hand and letting go with the other, is that he's trying to get the support of the middle, I mean, people in the middle in New York for the rest of the agenda. So it looks like New York's in a mess. And the name of the movie is Get Out While You Can. And not, and I'm saying, not just for the super wealthy. Is if you are in that stage where you might have a business and things are going good, it may be time for you to get the hell up out too. It may be good. This may be a good time for you to get the hell up out too. Because this is the death spiral of high tax states. This is the death spiral, especially high tax states with high populations. Somebody is going to have to keep feeding that animal. There's no way that the unions that are there, and especially the public sector unions, are going to allow for austerity measures. We saw what happened when Greece tried to institute austerity measures there. All hell broke out. So maybe this is what we should call, this is a good time to get the hell out. Escape while you can. Right? Maybe this is time to get out. All right, we got one more thing to talk about, the State of the Union address. And I'm going to take a little break before I talk about that, because this is, oh, Jesus. All right, we'll be back right after this. We can talk about the State of the Union address. Yay, State of the Union, State of the Union. 7 days late, yay. Are you looking for a reliable transportation, but you don't have a bunch of money? Are you wary of used car types? And you should be. You just need a car you can afford and a dealer you can trust. Great news. Good Guy Cars is here. John Desbrow is something you don't find every day. An honest used car dealer. Good Guy Cars is at 8412 Industrial Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The phone number is 813-999-9992. That's 813-999-9992. The web address is www.goodguycars.com. Hi, this is Willie Lawson. You know, with so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. It's Flipboard. Yeah, Flipboard curates the world story so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save or share, just tap the plus button and add them to your private or public collections. It's that simple. It's used by millions of people every day. Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. So get started now at Flipboard.com. That's Flipboard.com. All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Real Talk with Willie Lawson here on Blog Talk Radio and Google Podcast and wherever else, Stitcher, wherever else the heck you're hearing this. Again, send me an email, please, wls860@gmail.com. I'm watching my email right now to let me know where you're hearing this and when you heard it. That way I know how long it took to get to where you are so we can shore up our marketing and expand the footprint. So I really appreciate your help. And I'm asking you to do something for free, but it's not costing you anything either. A little time. I appreciate it, though. I really, really do. All right, the State of the Union address is tonight. Yes, the long-awaited State of the Union address. You know, it's so funny how we start putting value on stuff that we never put value on before because of partisan politics. I don't think anybody would have given a crap if the Democrat, if the Republicans still ran the House, and then Trump would have decided on his own, well, we're going to just delay this for a while. Why? Just because. Nobody would have said a word. I think Democrats would have been mad. Why is he delaying something you address? But the thing that you don't watch, the thing that you don't watch because you're watching, you know, the thing that you DVR'd of Game of Thrones, you're mad about this. This is a point of contention. The thing that nobody watches. But I'm going to tell you, gonna have a whole bunch of new watchers this time, and it ain't for the reasons that any of y'all think. It just ain't, because nobody cares about national security and building a wall. Nobody cares about about Petty Trump and Petty Pelosi. Nobody cares about any of that crap. Nobody cares. This is not what this is going to be about. This is about the side bets. The side bets. This is what this is about. This is about the side bets. And the side bets are going to be great. And this is why people are going to watch the State of the Union Address tonight. This crap show has descended into ridiculous, outrageous madness. And this is why people are going to watch. One of the side bets is how many false statements are going to be made by President Trump during the State of the Union Address, according to the Washington Post fact-checking blog. Okay. What will be the president's approval rate tomorrow, according to the website 538? This is the same website who said that there was no way he could win the presidency. What will President Trump be interrupted by something other than applause? What's the over or under for that? How many standing ovations will the president receive? People are going to be watching to count because they don't trust they don't trust Vegas, so they'll be starting to count. Who will be the designated survivor? Remember, there's a program called Designated Survivor. So now this has a whole people actually know that there's a person who gets left back from the cabinet that doesn't go to the address. Who will be the designated survivor? There's a bet out on that in Vegas. What will be the predominant color of President Trump's tie? People will tune in to see. People don't care about the rest of the stuff. No one gives a rat's ass about the rest of the stuff. I'm just telling you. There's side bets on the predominant color of Melania's dress, Ivanka's dress. There's side bets on will Trump say Nancy Pelosi? Will he say? Will he mispronounce Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's name? It's just ridiculous, and it's even more ridiculous because now there are side bets even on the response. Stacey Abrams is doing the response. Yes, the failed candidate of the who ran for governor in Georgia. She's giving the Democrat response. Basically an avowed socialist. It's just ridiculous. So there are side bets that say total time Stacey Abrams will raise her left index finger. So people will watch that crap for the very same reason. Nobody cares what Stacey Abrams has to say. Stacey Abrams is a complete, at this point, nobody and non-entity. No one cares. But there'll be people watching because somebody can make a few dollars. Well, Stacey Abrams take a drink of water? See, it took me a second to see why that was on the list. But y'all remember when Marco Rubio did the rebuttal for Barack Obama, and he had to reach over and take that glass of water, get the glass of water in that weird sort of thing. You remember that? So I asked, Marco, are you watching that? Will Stacey Abrams say impeach or impeachment during her rebuttal? Who knows? But this is why people are watching. They're because they've got side bets in, and this is why they watch. You know, there's an 800-to-1 bet that the president will say Bernie Sanders. No, I'm sorry, Beto O'Rourke. If he says Beto O'Rourke, somebody will put down a buck could win 800. $2. $1,600. I mean, I'm thinking, where in the heck can I get a piece of that action? I mean, I can put down $5, and if he says Beto O'Rourke, are you kidding me? I get $4,000, I get $4,000. People are going to be tuning. This is like fantasy football. People are tuning in to see the side bets. Nobody really cares. So, whatever happens tonight, let me help you. Doesn't matter. There's no point to it. There's absolutely freaking no point to it. None, zero, no point. Unless you got a bet in. Unless you got a little side action going. You got a side action, let me know. Send me an email of what your side action is. WLS860@gmail.com. WLS860@gmail.com. If you got a little side bet going, let me know what it is. Because now I'm super curious. Now, am I curious enough to actually watch? No. No. Because it doesn't make any, you know, it doesn't make any difference. We didn't care before. Will Ruth Bader Ginsburg be there? Well, I certainly hope not, because she just had cancer surgery, and this woman is very old and she's very ill. But if she shows up, somebody can make a few bucks. Yeah, the odds are against it. So I'm not sure what it is. I saw it on the website, but it's crazy. It's insane what this has turned into. It's shameful, actually. But in a weird sort of bizarre world, it's kind of fun. All right, listen, we got to get out of here and make room for somebody else. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody. And for goodness sakes, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now. Thank you.